Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. This is your host, Vance Rogers, and this morning we have another dynamic duo, not in the form of a husband and a wife duo, but a duo that I'm partial to because I'm part of a trio, being one of three brothers that somebody said to me the other day, because I was telling him a story about climbing in a yard box as boys. I don't know what we were doing, but or what we were supposed to be doing, but we were taking fluorescent tubes, the 4 and 8 foot tubes, and playing Star Wars, and bashing each other over the head with them, and they're shattering into pieces. And this gal, oh Pam, it was my friend Pam in Chicago, and she said, "It's a miracle you boys are still alive." And this is what siblings do, right? Right, Pam? Right, Carolyn?
Yeah.
Right. And this morning we have with us the Drayton sisters from Virginia, and Pamela Shands is who I refer to as the daycare goddess. She was with us a few weeks ago, and if you missed that wonderful conversation, I do encourage you to check out www.saturdayamlive.com and listen to her story. During that conversation, Pam started sharing about her sister Carolyn and her right out of the gate experience with the wonderful Neekin products. And I don't know if I cut you off, but I kind of wanted to because I thought, oh, this is so good. Let's not be selfish. We need to share this with others. So this morning we have both siblings. And Pam, why don't you give us a quick overview for anybody who missed your experience? It's been, I looked it up, December. So it's been, you're in your fourth month with Neekin, and really, I mean, brand new to this whole world of, I don't like the term complementary wellness, because I think what Neekin has given us should be the mainstay, and then Western medicine with drugs and surgery should be the afterthought, that this should be the mainstream of what we're doing. And you got introduced to it through one of your, one of your customers, because as a daycare goddess, you've got lots of babies. So take us back to your story real quick, and then I want to jump right into how the two of you have really had some fun, and your brother, too, right? Yeah.
Right.
So go for it, Pam.
Yeah, I'm actually in the daycare field. One of my parents introduced me to Neekin. I worked in retail most of my life and a few years in banking, so I was always on concrete, and it really affected my knees, and they would hurt every day. And you know, that's pretty rough dealing with children. So I was complaining one day to one of my parents, and they're actually friends of mine, Ernest and Teresa Armstrong. I've been knowing them for probably 15 years. And they told me about Neekin, this company they were working with. And they invited me to one of the meetings the following week. I went, and I was introduced to Barb and Dr. Caldwell. And I used a few of the products when I was there on my knees. The chip magnet, I put it in the crease. Barb put it in the crease of my knee. The duct tape. And this little rolly thing, I can't think of the name of it.
Mag Duo, probably?
Mag Duo, yes. I just rolled it over my knees the whole time I sat there for about 45 minutes to an hour. And ever since then, that meeting, I had no more trouble at all with my knees. So I was so impressed and so happy that I joined maybe a couple of days later. And I forgot to also say that I was using ibuprofen every single day. And I knew what it would do to my liver because I read the back of it. But I was just praying to God that it would not damage my liver or my organs, because I used it every single day for years.
You know, and that just just that alone, Pam, is one of those things that it's sort of like, and I'm not going to beat up on anybody who has not an addiction, but a habit that you know is deadly, like smoking or like excessive drinking. You know, adult beverages are fine, okay, in moderation, but come on, we all know people who their lives financially and physically and mentally, they're way off, way out of balance because of that. And yet we, especially as Americans, we will take something like ibuprofen or Advil or Tylenol, not because, as Dennis Williams says, our bodies have a deficiency, but because it's all we know what to do. And yet, like you're saying, you pray that this won't, which is kind of like praying, you know, rolling a boulder uphill, you know, by yourself. It's not, we're kind of praying amiss. But, you know, you had an experience that's kind of like a lot of us have. We're not making a medical claim. It's just you had an experience. And then you chose mentally or some act of God or you prayed or something happened. You said, you know, I got to share this with other people. And that's where Carolyn came into play, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Carolyn, so we want to hear your perspective and what were your initial thoughts? Because I'm pretty confident it wasn't, oh sis, this is what I've been praying for. I want to put magnets all over my body. I want to eat crazy nutritional products. I want to drink water that causes plants to grow faster. Sign me up.
I mean, my response was, wow. I'm like, this is a miracle. I work in the juvenile justice system. I retired from there after 20-some years. So I worked on the concrete floors, and I pulled like 350-pound doors that were on hinges all night to go and do my bed check. So my knees were messed up, my arms, rotator cuff, all of that. So Pam told me about this product, and so I'm a skeptic. I'm like, yeah, right, whatever. So I tried it. She let me try it. And I mean, I literally had an appointment for the cortisone shot the next day. I wore this for maybe 6 hours. And I'm telling you, it was miraculous. No more pain in my knees. I don't take the shots anymore. I was taking the shots in my shoulder and my knees. And I'm telling you, I'm so excited about Neekin. I wear my necklace every day. I only take it off when I wash my neck. I save plenty of co-pays on going to the doctor. I just got the water system, so I'm excited about my report when I go back to the kidney specialist. I'm looking for an excellent report. I'm just excited, and I'm a skeptic, and I mean, I'm telling you, it is wonderful.
Carolyn, I want to, if I can, because of the timing, we have this amazing special on the waterfall. So if you're catching this via recording, I am sorry that you're hearing about this, because who knows what the price will be. But just the water alone, and you mentioned something, and again, we have to be very careful about stating that just because you start consuming water out of the waterfall, all of a sudden your kidneys are going to clear up and you'll go off kidney dialysis and, you know, you have a clean bill of health. We're not saying that. However, the coincidences that do take place as a result they're quite, as you use the word, miraculous. And what's going on with your kidneys? Can we deviate there for a few seconds?
I have high protein in my urine. But lately, you know, when I check, I don't see the bubbles. I don't see the protein. And I've been using the water system now. I said it, I just got it, but it's been about 3 weeks. And I mean, the feel in my body, just the awesomeness. I feel alive. You know, it's just a feeling I never felt before. I've always drank a lot of water, but not this type of water. It's just amazing.
Well, and I wanted you to address that, because, you know, Stacy and I, over 5 years ago, we paid $385 for this unit, and that was the member cost. Now it's down to $299, which is a special price. But even at the regular price of $419, hearing a story like yours compels me to reach for my glass and take another sip.
Oh, every time I pass by mine, I take a sip.
You don't even get a glass. You just put your mouth under it and push it with your teeth. Pam, tell us about your brother. And how many siblings are there involved that you're going to introduce Nikan to? Because is it like the Waltons or Seven Brides?
Well, my youngest sister, he actually has bought so many products because he has shoulder issues and knee issues, bulging disc in her back, just a lot of pain, and she bought tons of products, her and her boyfriend. She doesn't like speaking to a lot of people, so but she endorses Nikan 100%, and she loves the products. So, and my oldest brother, I told him about it, and he ordered a few things first. He bought a few things first for me, insoles and duct tape and things of that nature. He used the products. He was so impressed and amazed. He actually joined like a week later. This is my oldest brother and his wife. So, and he's had amazing results and experiences with these products also.
So it really has, I mean, this is kind of funny, not funny, but odd to say it, there's not really been a business plan, per se, other than what I hear you saying and what I remember from our last conversation and then you and I have talked. It's kind of been this all-out massive action of going to the movie, you see a great movie. Hugh Jackman has not written me a thank you note or card or sent me a gift certificate to go to Regal or Century or Tinseltown. And I bet probably every day I've told somebody or asked them the question, hey, are you familiar with the P.T. Barnum story, The Greatest Showman? Hey, did you watch the Oscars? This movie won a lot of awards or was nominated for a lot of awards. Oh, my goodness. The soundtrack alone, lyrically. And I get so passionate about this phenomenal movie, and yet I get no reciprocation as a thank you or a commission. Nothing at all.
Nothing.
But I'm compelled to share the story, and I know the movie is not exactly historically accurate. However, it conveys a great story. And I guess my question to you is, you just simply have been sharing this, starting with your family, which a lot of times, and Carolyn, I appreciate your honesty in saying, yeah, I was all that keen at first. But you can't argue with the result.
No, you can't.
So, Pam, you know, what is your business plan? Or do you have one? I mean, you just went silver, by the way. Congratulations. And less than 3 full months, it wasn't even the end of the month of March, it was just kind of the first week and a half, and boom, you hit the benchmark with the 3 month, you know, rollover, what I call the T-Mobile rollover minutes. They were the first company to introduce that concept, and we have it, you know, with anything. That once you hit it, you're locked in, so you automatically get the extra 20% kicker and all that. But where do you see this going? And same thing for you, because, Carolyn, I don't believe you're even registered as a consultant yet, right? You're simply a customer?
I'm, you know, the sidekick to Pam.
Oh, okay, so you're doing it as a duo. Okay. Okay, I got it now. But talk about that. What do you ladies see? And I want to finish with this. Where do you ladies see this thing going?
I didn't have a plan. The products work so well. By the way, my youngest sister calls it magic. But the products work so well. I'm so excited about the products and how they work and how many people that they can help. I just want to share it with everyone, and that's what I'm doing, and that's how it's spreading, and a lot of referrals. And Vance, I didn't tell you about my youngest brother. He's 44. He was born with cerebral palsy. And one night I went over to my youngest sister's house and he was there ironing. And he stands at a squat. That's how he stands. His knees are bent very low. And I keep products with me in my purse. So he was ironing, and I asked him, I said, Greg, stand on these insoles for me. So he said, okay. So he stood on the insoles, and he continued to iron. And I went on talking to my other sister and my nephew, ran to the car and got my nephew a knee wrap for his knee. And I came back to my youngest brother about 10 minutes later, and he was standing up, not totally straight, because his knees will always be bent, but he was standing up so much more than he was when I first got there. And he said, Pam, look at me. He said, I'm standing up. He said, I'm not in pain. I'm standing up. My brother is always in pain, 24/7. He's always in pain from his neck, from his shoulders to his toes, always in pain, always in therapy, rehab. We've lost count of the surgeries he's had from birth up until this point, and he's 44 years old now.
You know, and I have to interject, Carolyn, and I'd love to let you give the last word here. Just as a word of caution, I'm not the FDA or the FTC or any other branch of the government, the Better Business Bureau police here, self-deputized police, and Pam and Carolyn from sharing the story about their brother with cerebral palsy. They're not going to have a knock on the door with the FBI showing up this morning and put him into shackles and an orange jumpsuit and take, you know, them back to where Carolyn used to work because they've made a medical claim. That's not what we're doing here. We're just sharing the story of a young man, and I say young because at 49, that's 5 years younger than I am, and I cannot imagine. And I remember a few years ago, there's people on the line right now that remember the story of a young man by the name of Matthew who had cerebral palsy, and he took the stage in an event, and everybody was kind of like, oh, did you know? He's going to... And the anticipation was huge. And here this young gentleman comes on the stage walking completely erect without a miss in his step, and I stood at the back of the room going... Because I worked with young people with certain conditions like that, and I, in my mind, I knew what cerebral palsy does to the human body.
Yes.
And so this is just one of those things that I want to thank you, number one, for introducing it to your brother and being bold enough and expecting that, hey, maybe something would work here.
Yeah.
It's absolutely huge. We never know.
We never know. I thank God.
So, Carolyn, where do you see this going from here?
Oh, it's unlimited. No, we're going to take the world. We're going to be like the disciples. We're going to go everywhere.
The modern day modern day crusaders is what I hear.
Yeah. Meekin modern day crusaders.
Well, go ahead.
I said, watch out for us.
Watch out for you. Absolutely. Well, you know, what's so neat is I think for a lot of us who've been in NECAN a while, or some of us who are just kind of getting a second or third or fourth wind, there's nothing, you know, scientific about what you've done. Because just like my analogy with the movie The Greatest Showman, and some of you are thinking, oh, I got to go see that, or one that just opened this weekend, which is another true story. I can only imagine the story of the lead singer of the group, Mercy Me, and Dennis Quaid is in the movie, and I've seen several things. Well, I'm kind of partial because the production company that my wife used to work for, a lot of these guys who've been guests in our home, they've been working on this movie for the last 2 years. And again, true stories like what you ladies have shared, These are very inspirational to us. And I appreciate you just being crazy enough to join those of us in these sessions. Why not? Dennis Williams is from Minot, South Dakota, and so that philosophy of why not Minot? You know, what have we got to lose? Nothing. And one quick to wrap up and to let you ladies go is I stopped by one of our customers yesterday, and he pointed to they own a nail salon. They just a week ago upgraded their pedicure chairs. I've had it done a couple times. I understand the pampering. I understand that to spend $20, $30, $40, $50 to get your feet soaked in the water with the salts and it just feels so good and the massage on the back. But here's my point. I'm looking at 8 brand new pedicure chairs that cost. The sticker price on them was $8,000 each.
Wow.
Do the math real quick. That's $64,000.
Wow.
To upgrade. And Tron, the Vietnamese, the owner, the couple, he said, Vance, we have to take care of our customers. Mm-hmm. The customers get what the customers want. And they wanted the new chairs, so we had to make the investment. And he pointed, as we were talking about the waterfall, because he has the car, and he only person ever who said, well, how do I know that photo is not staged? But here's his final point. He said, that gal, he pointed to one of his employees, said she just spent $5,000 on one of those expensive water jets. Wow, what is it with you people dropping all this coin on these expensive items that you don't need to? But, hey, that was their choice.
Yeah.
Right.
And we're not talking about thousands and thousands of dollars. We're talking about, you know, a few dozen, a few hundred simple solutions like a waterfall, and Carolyn's turning your life around. And we're excited to have you back and share more of these results, like what happened last with our testimony called, like these simple solutions producing super results.
Yeah.
And, again, I just want to thank you, both of you.
Oh, you're welcome.
And just keep going. We will be watching out for you Wellness Crusaders. And want to remind everybody that if you jumped on the conversation late, Pamela Shands and Carolyn Jones, the Drayton sisters, and www.saturdayamlive.com is the website to catch the recording. And can I ask you one last favor to both of you?
Yes.
Yeah, you're saying yes before you even know what the favor is, which is really scary. I'd like to have you back again to open up the line because not everybody, I'm the middle of 3 boys, and we're all going to be getting together later today, and I actually spent some time praying that things would be, that we have a great relationship. We do a lot of time laughing and making fun of each other and other people, and it's all in good fun. However, not all siblings are as wonderful as what you two have shared with your others. And there's a whole topic in itself there. How do you reach out to family? And love to have you back because, again, Carolyn, when my parents said we're going to be looking at this other company. It's from Japan. I went, oh, good Lord, here we go again. So, love to have you back and have you share that and maybe open up the line for a Q&A for people that don't have family that's as normal, or, you know. So, if you guys could say, yep, we'd do that.
We'd do that.
Okay. All right, ladies, again, thank you so much. I know you guys have both got to get to other things, and so do all of us. But have a fantastic day, and congratulations again, Pam, and the silent partner, Carolyn, behind her and going silver. That is so incredibly cool. And we'll talk to you ladies real soon.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.